Here's a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday morning. The Wasmer Post No. 241 American Legion of Lamars will hold its annual shoe party scheduled for this Saturday evening. Dan Pluger serves as the commander for the local Legion and says that Saturday's event will follow the monthly steak fry.
So this will be the Legion's 66th annual kids shoe party. And every Saturday after Thanksgiving, after the steak fry, then we have our shoe party, which consists of people coming in and playing bingo. Obviously, they pay for the bingo cards, and the money raised for that will help raise money for needy children in the Lamar School District who would need a new pair of shoes. Prizes that you win, we try to keep the value about the same, so the prizes usually range between $40 and $50. A lot of gift certificates in the prizes, some other items as well. We also have our silent auction items this year, too.
Pluger says that the need for children to have new shoes keeps growing each year. He says the identified children with the need for new shoes will be given a pair of tennis shoes.
We hope to purchase upwards to around 100 pair of shoes. We partner up with Hibbett Sports for the shoes. We give them a certificate for a certain amount of money to go towards the shoes. And if they go over that, if they want a more expensive pair of shoes, then they have to pay the difference. So it seems to be a continuous increase, and it's not the kids' problem, but whatever circumstances they have, parents can't afford a new pair of shoes for them for the winter or for school, we'll help out with that.
The Legion commander says that they rely on the assistance of school teachers and other officials in identifying those children that are underprivileged.
So we contact all the local elementary schools here in town and the high school too if that need be, and we get a list from them of who may be in need of a new pair of shoes.
Pluger says that the bingo games will begin at 8 p.m. following the monthly steak fry, which runs from 5 to 7 p.m., and the bingo games will probably continue until around 10 p.m. Pluger explains what items will be also featured during the evening's silent auction.
So some of the silent auction items we have this year is we have a signed football by the Iowa State coach, Matt Campbell, UNI coach, Mark Farley. Nebraska sent a autographed 8x10 of Scott Frost, and there's a mini basketball of their new basketball coach, Fred Hoiberg, who has some Iowa ties. And the University of Iowa, whoever is the winner on that one, there's a certificate that they'll have to send in with the football to have Coach Ferentz signed. They wouldn't just send us a signed football. We have a necklace, earring, ring from K Jewelers, valued at $240. There's a Ducks Unlimited print. Yep. It's also on there. Christopher's has their free setting and 8x10 certificate on there again this year. There's some homemade, like a flower and a cross design made out of horseshoes that was donated to us for the silent auction.
Pluger says that the American Legion is also accepting donations.
We have a number of individuals in the community who will either mail us a check or just step down with a donation that goes to the shoe party. And a lot of the businesses, too, not all of them will contribute gift certificates. They'll give us a monetary donation, which we greatly appreciate. So if anybody wants to make a donation to the shoe party, we'll still accept donations after this Saturday.
Attendees of the Legion Shoe Party will also have the opportunity to purchase raffle tickets for a metallic flag to be given away in late December.
Dave Hill from Total Motors seen this flag out at the fairgrounds this year, and he bought it from a lady, I believe, from Washington. And he kind of knew what he wanted to do with it at that time already, which was have it framed and donate it to the Legion. We could either keep it here or use it as a fundraising, which we decided to do, selling 300 tickets for that at $20 a piece. Chris Klein from Lamar's did the framing on it, and it's really a beautiful flag. We only have a few tickets left. So if you still need a ticket, you still have an opportunity to get one, and that drawing will be at the end of December.
That Legion's Shoe Party will be held at the American Legion Hall, located on Plymouth Street Southwest. The weekend following Thanksgiving is always the most popular weekend for people to purchase Christmas trees, and that also holds true for the TNS Christmas Tree Farm of rural Haywarden.
Yep, this is absolutely the busiest weekend. We have a lot of families. Their tradition is to come here every year right after Thanksgiving.
That's Robin Miller, who works at the TNS Christmas Tree Farm. Crowds of people were not deterred by the weather conditions as they selected the perfect fir, spruce, or pine to serve as the centerpiece for their holiday. Miller explains the type of Christmas trees grown at the farm and which are the most popular.
I grow a couple different varieties of pines. I grow firs, a few varieties of firs. I have spruces. The most popular, I'd say, are Scotch pine and Fraser fir.
Miller offers an explanation as to why selecting a real Christmas tree from a Christmas tree farm is so popular.
Yeah, I really think that the live tree experience that you get here is more about the family tradition. It's more about having an activity to do with your family that isn't going to cost you any more than if you went to the tree lot in town, but you get a lot more for your money.
One family from Sioux City follows that tradition as they have traveled more than 25 miles each year for the last 20 years to pick their favorite tree from the Christmas tree farm. Jared and Heather Vedro claim it has become part of their holiday family tradition to select their Christmas tree from the TNS Christmas tree farm.
Just the experience of cutting it down and being out in nature and spending time with the family, the kids, and that. So
kind of making memories for the family?
Yes, making memories,
the
most certainly.
Like cutting them down themselves. It's something that we've done since he's 18 now, so he's been doing it since he was a baby. So we've been enjoying it every year.
Miller says that people select a real tree for the aroma, the traditions, and because many people believe it to be more festive. As for the Vedro family, they say that this year's tree is different from those from previous years.
Usually go with the pine, white pine, but this year we switched it up and went with the
Fraser fir.
Yes, yeah. We switched it up this year.
The Christmas tree farmer says one thing to consider is the tree always appears smaller in the field than when you have it at home, something the Vedrell family found out on from their own personal experience.
We've gotten a little bit too tall of a one a couple of times and had to cut the bottom and some of the branches off. So that has happened, yes.
And that is a look at your news here on KLEM.